I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions build between China and the U.S. over the island of Taiwan. China has increased military drills near the island, and the U.S. military promises to continue operations in the area. Eric Berkland with China Partner says,
I know many of the pastors that we work with in China, you know, are concerned, even those who are in a registered church. President Xi is obviously very strong, almost like saber-rattling a little bit, saying this Taiwan is kind of the renegade province, they call it. And yet, I don't know if he will actually try to attack Taiwan.
China Partner works with churches in Hong Kong, another area where Western values often clash with the Chinese Communist Party. But Jesus continues to dwell there, too. Ask God to bring peace, give wisdom to Chinese leadership, and strengthen the churches. And Sue Takamoto began Nozomi Project after Japan's triple disaster of 2011. One woman began working at Nozomi, a division of Asian Access, turning broken pottery into pieces of jewelry. She'd heard time and time again about Christ and his redemption, but the gospel didn't take root until more than a decade later. The woman had to quit her job at Nozomi when she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
She ended up with a lot of depression and mental illness and has been in and out of hospitals. One of our teammates and Eric and I had the privilege of baptizing her in her bed the day before she went again into the hospital for 3 months. We couldn't see her at all because of COVID. We could just text her and send her Bible verses. And she came out of there and she's a changed woman. She has hope. God has done this healing.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.